That's in Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Yesh trichin hechsher vein on trichin machshava. There are some types of food that require hechsher for it to be makabel tuma, but do not require any machshava, any type of thought, for them to be makabel tuma. Meaning to say, that some types of food are only makabel tuma if after they're picked from the ground, they come into contact with one of seven liquid that is machshava food and makes them susceptible to become tuma. But don't require any particular thought to eat them yourself or to feed them to somebody else. Even if you don't have any thought about eating them or feeding them to somebody else, they would be makabel tuma. Machshava v'hechsher. Yet there are some foods that require both machshava and hechsher. Without a particular thought to feed them to somebody else or to eat them yourself, and also hechsher that it came into contact with one of seven liquid, it would not be makabel tuma. Machshava v'lo hechsher. Lo hechsher v'lo machshava. There are other types of food that require machshava but not hechsher. And there are some types of food that don't require hechsher, nor do they require machshava. And the mission will go on to talk about the first case. Kala oichlin ham yuchadin l'adam tzrichin hechsher v'einon tzrichin machshav. All types of food that are specifically used as food by people, either types of food that are normally eaten by people, such food require hechsher. It won't be makabel tuma until it comes into contact one of the seven liquids that is machshav food, but does not require any particular machshava. Even if you don't have any thought process about eating yourself or feeding it to somebody else, it doesn't matter. It's still makabel tuma. And since this is the type of food that is normally eaten by people, you don't have to have a specific machshava that you plan on eating it or to feed it to other people in order for it to be makabel tuma. So it looks in Paragimel Mishnah Bei, the chaytech min ha'adam u'min ha'behema u'min ha'chaya u'min ha'opa min nivla ha'op ha'tame. Somebody who cuts a piece of flesh of a living person or of a living
domesticated animal or non-domesticated animal
or bird, or he cuts a piece of flesh from the carcass of a non-kosher bird. This piece of flesh, in order for it to be makabel tuma, requires both machshava and hechsher. You have to have in mind to feed it to a guy, and then it has to be makabel hechsher. It has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids in order for it to be makabel tuma. And since these things are not normally eaten, even by a guy without machshava, would not be considered food, and therefore would not be makabel tuma. Only if you have machshava, you have in mind to feed it to a guy, would it be makabel tuma. Now, even though an aver min achai, a limb of a living animal, would be tame, without any hechsher at all, it itself is tame. It's not considered oichel, it's considered something that is tummy, just like a nevela. But here we're talking about where you didn't cut off an entire limb from an animal. Instead, you cut off just a piece of flesh. A piece of flesh of an animal, if it's not an entire limb, is not intrinsically tummy unless it is oichel, unless it is to be used for food. So therefore, it requires machshava that you plan on using it for food. And in that case, it has a din of oichlin, which is makabel tuma after it has hechsher. V'achelev b'kfar. And so too, chelev, the fat of an animal in small villages, is only makabel tuma if you have both machshava and hechsher. As in small villages, even the guy don't normally eat chelev. So therefore, unless you have machshava there, you're going to use it for food. It's not considered food, and therefore would not be makabel tuma. Ushar kol yarkos sada chut mishamarkim upitrus. So to other types of wild vegetables, vegetable that grows out in the wild is not considered oichel, would not be makabel tuma unless you have machshava, unless you have the thought that you're going to use it for food, with the exception of shmarkim, which is a type of onion, a very sharp onion, and pitrus is mushrooms. These type of vegetables would be makabel tuma, as they are normally used for ochlin, and therefore it doesn't require any mashav at all, as long as it has hechsher, would be makabel tuma, since markim and pitrios are usually eaten. Rabbi Huda says there are other types of wild vegetables that don't require any mashav in order for it to be makabel tuma. There are wild krishan mar leeks, and regila. Regila is also a different type of vegetable that is normally eaten, and therefore it doesn't require any machshava. And netach cholov, a type of white flour, also is normally eaten. It doesn't require any machshava at all for it to be a makabel tuma. It only requires hechsher.
Some say
netach cholov is a type of grass, and when you cut it, some milky liquid comes out from it. That's why it's called netach cholov. Rabbi Shimon Aimer chut min achbiot. Rabbi Shimon says also achbiot doesn't require any machshava in order for it to be a makabel tuma, as it also is normally eaten. Achbiot, the type of grass with a lot of thorns. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a chutzman of klusim. Rabbi Yossi says, so to klusim, a type of berry, does not require any mashava at all for it to be makabel tuma, even though it grows out in a while. People normally eat it, so therefore, even without mashava, it would be makabel tuma as long as it has hechsher. Hari elu tricha machshava v'hechsher. All these things that we mentioned require both machshava and hechsher. The things that we mentioned are not considered oichel unless you have in mind that you plan on eating it yourself or feeding it to somebody else, even if you decide to feed it to a guy, it's also considered ochlin. So these things require both machshava and hester pritzim and makabel tumah. And without both of them, it would not be makabel tumah.